A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Beneath these gray skies, the flowing finery of the high-born lords and great champions would not seem quite so splendid as it had the day before. The sun, walled behind the clouds, would not brush their steel helms with brilliance, nor make their gold and silver chasings glitter and flash. But even so, Dunk wished he was in the crowd to watch the jousting. It would be a good day for hedge knights, for men in plain mail and unbarded horses. He could hear them, at least. The horns of the heralds carried well, and from time to time a roar from the crowd told him that someone had fallen, or risen, or done something especially bold. He heard faint hoofbeats, too, and once in a great while the clash of swords or the snap of a lance. Dunk winced whenever he heard that last. It reminded him of the noise Tansel's finger had made when Arion broke it. There were other sounds, too, closer at hand. Footfalls in the hall outside his door, the stamp of hooves in the yard below, shouts and voices from the castle walls. Sometimes they drowned out the tourney. Dunk supposed that was just as well.
"A hedge knight is the truest kind of knight, Dunk," the old man had told him a long, long time ago. "Other knights serve the lords who keep them, or from whom they hold their lands, but we serve where we will, for men whose causes we believe in. Every knight swears to protect the weak and innocent, but we keep the vow best, I think."
Queer how strong that memory seemed. Dunk had quite forgotten those words, and perhaps the old man had as well, toward the end. The morning turned to afternoon. The distant sounds of the tourney began to dwindle and die. Dusk began to seep into the cell, but Dunk still sat in the window seat, looking out on the gathering dark and trying to ignore his empty belly. And then he heard footsteps and a jangling of iron keys. He uncoiled and rose to his feet as the door opened. Two guards pushed in, one bearing an oil lamp. A serving man followed with a tray of food. Behind came Egg.
"Leave the lamp and the food and go," the boy told them.
They did as he commanded, though Dunk noticed that they left the heavy wooden door ajar. The smell of the food made him realize how ravenous he was. There was hot bread and honey, a bowl of peas porridge, a skewer of roast onions and well-charred meat. He sat by the tray, pulled apart the bread with his hand, and stuffed some into his mouth.
"There's no knife," he observed. "Did they think I'd stab you, boy?"
"They didn't tell me what they thought."
Egg wore a close-fitting black wool doublet with a tucked waist and long sleeves lined with red satin. Across his chest was sewn the three-headed dragon of House Targaryen.